Fullerton Youth Train with Harlem Globetrotters. Fullerton, California, on the basketball courts of Lemon Park, over 36 children were bouncing basketballs together, awaiting the arrival of 3 Harlem Globetrotter stars, who were invited to help improve their skills in an hour-long training. This is important for students because they learn and hear these important life lessons from someone other than their families and teachers. Anna Romatai, VP of Marketing and Communications for the YMCA of Orange County, told the Epoch Times. They see the benefits of how hard work pays off. It gives them hope and reinforces their dreams and passions. 3 players of the near-century-old basketball entertainment group Shane Scooter Christensen, Saul Flip White, and Julian Zeus McClurkin immediately garnered the attention of the excited children of the YMCA of Orange County as they entered the court. "All right, who's ready to have some fun?" shouted McClurkin, number 30, from the end of the court. McClurkin, who is currently the Guinness World Record holder for most slam dunks in a minute 16, towered over the children at 6 feet 8 inches. The children simultaneously shouted back as they scrambled with their small basketballs. Ushered to the middle of the court by the 3 players, Christensen, 16, started the children off with right-handed dribbles, moving in an up-and-down motion that kept the captivated kids in focus as they attempted to mimic his actions. "Don't stop," Christensen said. "You've got to find that dribble and switch. Left-handle dribbles, now." Helping children at the other end of the court, White corrected the dribble movements and posture of several of the younger children, all of whom had smiles on their faces. "Okay, now sit and dribble," he said as the kids followed. After several more relays, the 3 basketball stars put on a vibrant display of tricks from ball spins on their heads to intense dribbles, which basketball fans do not usually see on the courts of an NBA game. "What's the hardest trick you can do?" one of the children asked Christensen. "Definitely spinning the ball on my nose," he replied. Parents watching from the sidelines used their feet to obtain every angle they could for photos of the special hour that the visiting Globetrotters had with their children. "How do you get better at basketball?" Christensen asked the children. "You guys need to stay in school and be sure to stay active."